This is a download from BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
You're listening to The Morning Run with Lin Mark and Wong Shaoning. 9:36 in the morning, Monday the 20th of April. And before we get into more interesting stories, let's take another quick look at the KLCI and how it's doing this morning.
Still a lovely shade of green. It's actually up. KLCI Bursa is up 1.25% to 1428.99. The rest of the region seems to be in the red. Singapore is actually down 0.02%. Tokyo is down 1%. Australia is down 1.2%, and Korea is actually down 0.4%. In terms of the top value stocks traded, not much change. AirAsia is still at the top of the board, almost up 10% to 86 cents on the back of 41 million ringgit traded. Genting Malaysia up close to 5% to 2 ringgit 34 cents. CIMB Group up 4% to 3 ringgit 80 cents. Genting Berhad 5% up to 4.15, and Lotte Chemical, this is a new entrant into the top value. So far, 9.89 million ringgit traded, up 0.63% to 1 ringgit and 59 cents.
All right. And now in about 15 minutes, we're also going to be talking about the growing issues within the international shipping industry with insight from Guy Platten, Secretary General of the International Chamber of Shipping. But right now we're taking a look at what the Malaysian economy could look like post-movement control order. Because according to the Ministry of International Trade and Industry, the Malaysian economy is estimated to have operated at 45% of its operating capacity due to the closure of non-essential services for the 4 weeks that have currently passed under this MCO. And as such, Bank Negara has projected that the country's GDP might decline negative 2% or 0.5% in 2020.
Now, as the third phase of the MCO is projected to end next Tuesday, which is April the 28th, the government will be, of course, hard-pressed to kickstart the economy without endangering the lives of Malaysians, as COVID-19 remains a real threat. So what will society and the economy look like as Malaysia, if it does, begins to open up, and are people allowed back to their jobs and on the roads again?
Now, for more on this, we have on the line with us Dr. Shankaran Nambiar, Senior Research Fellow at the Malaysian Institute of Economic Research. Thank you for joining us this morning, Dr. Nambiar. Now, Phase 3 of the MCO is currently set to end in about a week, barring any extensions. And so should the economy start up again, but at what pace and in what form?
I think the economy should start gradually. I wouldn't expect, and I don't think it'd be a good idea for hordes of people to be rushing back to work and meeting in mama shops and the rest of it. Yes, we'll have to kickstart the economy, but as I just said, it has to be a gradual process.
So what do you think are the key functions or sectors that need to be opened up next? You know, what would you say are the second-tier essential services that we should consider?
I think the first point is that the opening up has got to be done in stages. It so far has been done in stages. I think initially there were just 5 essential services that were opened up, and then there were 10. So I think along those lines, you need to open up those sectors which would help the existing, or which would provide services for the services that have already been opened up. And I would think that, for instance, manufacturing, you perhaps could have a look at opening up chemicals, petrochemicals, healthcare supplies, and medical equipment, pharmaceuticals, and of course, food manufacturing. But I think more than just identifying the functions and sectors that need to be opened up, one very important criteria that needs to be looked at is, can social distancing be maintained in these sectors? If it's fine for manufacturing to be opened up, provided in those specific environments, some amount of social distancing, not some amount, the required amount of social distancing can be maintained. I presume, I'm not really sure what the layout in an automotive factory is like, but I presume that you would be able to maintain some distance between one worker and the next. So I presume that in those industries, those areas which are highly automated, the worker density is pretty low. Those are the industries, those are the sectors that you could open up. And of course, all those other things which are critical for the proper functioning of the economy should be allowed to open up if they already haven't been. Emergency repairs of public infrastructure, power lines, and whatever helps to ensure the smooth functioning of mobile internet access, cybersecurity, and the like. But once again, social distancing has to be maintained. The companies should be sure that they're able to provide the provide adequate health care, provide adequate support facilities, monitoring for their workers.
So, Dr. Nambiar, you know, as the economy reopens in the stages, perhaps as you describe, you know, what kind of initiatives can the government introduce aside from the ones already in place to help support these businesses during this time?
The government has already announced two stimulus packages. That, I think, has been a good beginning. I would expect that more support be handed out, both to businesses in a variety of forms and also to the common man. Because if you support businesses and the man on the street, the rakyat, they don't have the purchasing power. The pockets are empty. They don't have enough money for food. You're not going to really drive the economy. And I think this is a very peculiar situation because on one hand, production has been disrupted. On the other hand, the demand side of things has also been, I would think, damaged. So I think there has to be some amount of balance between supporting businesses as well as encouraging consumption expenditure. And on the business side, I would think you probably need to look at more targeted tax incentives, perhaps grants, and this might be a good time to encourage companies to start looking at getting more high-tech, more automated. But I think that will have to be done rather carefully because you don't want to lay off more people than are necessary at this particular point. And the other thing is I think companies may not have the cash reserves to make that kind of investment, but it's probably a good idea. It's a good time to start introducing the idea.
And Doctor, how do we balance between controlling the pandemic and reviving the economy? You know, the difficult trade-off, because if, you know, we are talking about life, death and the economy.
Absolutely, absolutely. You're talking about lives. And anyway, there's not much point or it's going to be extremely difficult to try to revive an economy with lots of sick people and an economy where you have to spend loads of money on healthcare. So I think you shouldn't really look at it as an either-or situation, as a binary situation. I think if there is an area that has to be prioritized, I think it's really controlling the pandemic. We've seen how some countries like, I think Singapore is one good example, also Sweden, where they tried to go ahead with the economy as if the pandemic could be.
Dr. Nambiar?
Okay. I think we have done extremely well so far, and I think we really do need to maintain the momentum that we have been keeping. And in that light, I think we should still maintain a focus on controlling the pandemic. And this is perhaps not something that can be done once and for all. There are possibilities of a resurgence, etc. But I, even so, I think adequate attention has to be paid to controlling the pandemic.
Thank you very much, Dr. Nambiar, for speaking with us this morning. That was Dr. Shankaran Nambiar, Senior Research Fellow at the Malaysian Institute of Economic Research. Apologies for the slight technical glitch there at the end. But we have also been running a poll on this on the BFM Twitter account. You know, are we ready to lift the MCO and restart the economy? We have had quite mixed results, actually. 512 votes. 53% have said yes, but in stages. Another 38% said not yet. And I think there is one comment from Ellie Rahim, which kind of sums up my feelings quite well as well. So she said, they say the downtrend in cases is still fragile. With Ramadan coming, we risk another uptrend in cases if the MCO is lifted. And I think that's really the biggest worry right now, because we are heading into a festive season. When so much of this festive season revolves around visiting family members, we do run the risk of seeing another spike in cases, unfortunately.
I'm sorry, just dodo di rumah, okay? it's just what it is, right? If you want to flatten the curve, you have to kind of put a halt to all these festivities. Send each other virtual greetings, via Zoom, WhatsApp, whatever. The economy is one thing, but how do you balance it, right? So, of course, you want to go back to your old social life, but that's not going to be the case. I think the priority is flattening the curve, but at the same time, not strangling the economy.
Difficult balance indeed to strike. So how our government responds to this dilemma is still yet to be seen. But right now we're about to head into some messages. And up next, we're taking a look at the growing issue within the international shipping industry with insight from Guy Planton, Secretary General of the International Chamber of Shipping. Stay tuned to BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.